Thank you and good afternoon. Congressman Jared Huffman applauded Apple Incorporated today as they selected Hoopa Valley High School for a ConnectEd grant. The ConnectEd grant will include things such as a Macintosh computer for every teacher and administrator, an iPad for every student, teacher and administrator, an Apple TV for every classroom, and a dedicated Apple team to provide ongoing development and support. The ConnectEd initiative is a partnership between federal government and private corporations such as Apple that enhances K-12 education and provides the proper technology to the success of teachers and students. Yesterday afternoon, there was another student and faculty protest at the UC quad of the Humboldt State University campus in regards to the school's recent firing of Jacqueline Bowman. This prompted school president Lisa Rosbacher to address the students and faculty and answer questions in the quad. Rosbacher said in a statement at the protest that she understands the students' frustrations and that she is deeply sorry for the pain students feel. Rosbacher also reiterated that she cannot go into the details of the termination of Bowman because of personnel policy. Jacqueline Bowman oversaw the Native American student-focused program known as Intercept at Humboldt State University for 9 years. Residents up and down the North Coast, including your reporter, were left without cell phone service, working ATMs, and transaction interruptions at grocery and retail stores after a cell phone tower went down somewhere in the county on Monday. Service to the affected customers was restored at just after 9 p.m. last night. That wasn't the only communications problem yesterday. The Coast Guard lost its ability to respond to a distress call from mariners at sea after its communication system went down. The Coast Guard said in a press release that C-130s from Sacramento were dispatched to our region to provide long-range relay capabilities for mariners at sea due to the loss of communications capabilities, and secondary means of communication were established by Humboldt Bay. The Fortuna Police Department issued a press release to warn Fortuna businesses of a $50 bill that was accepted at a business in town within the last couple of days. The bill is a newer 2006 series, but still has very worn-out paper. Fortuna Police would like to urge people to report any illegal bills to the police department. Eureka Police Officer Chris Jenkins will be honored at Winship Middle School tonight for his work as the school resource officer and the coordinator of the department's Explorer program. The 22nd District PTA will present the award to Officer Jenkins for his work as a protector, educator, and counselor of students. Jenkins has twice volunteered for the position of school resource officer. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office caught a man identified as 21-year-old Robert Lee Snow, who escaped a work crew site at the Sheriff's Office woodlot in Eureka this afternoon. A correctional officer took a head count and noticed that Snow was missing. Additional officers responded to the scene to search the area. Officers later located Snow walking near Del Norte and I Street. Snow initially ran away, but officers caught Snow and arrested him. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are two races for the city council seats in the city of Eureka, and we had the chance to speak with all four candidates. Natalie Arroyo is one of those candidates, and she is running against Councilmember Chet Albin, who was appointed in December to fill out the term in the 5th Ward seat. Arroyo sat down and talked to us about the reason she ran for Eureka City Council.
So I believe we live in a city with incredible beauty and potential, and that's what drove me to really run for council, is seeing the good side of Eureka. I moved here because I wanted to be here, because it was an appealing community to me, and that's the kind of thing I'd like to see perpetuated, and the attitude that I'd like to see our decision makers have.
Arroyo also went on to talk about the city issue of public safety.
I'd like to ensure that we have the safety in our communities that people need to feel comfortable and to get to know their neighbors and really, thrive in their communities. So that to me means both public safety, reducing our crime rate through several different measures, which I can speak to in a minute, but also transportation safety.
You can hear the entire interview with Natalie Arroyo and all of the candidates running for the Eureka City Council by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.